on the agenda, metals rising. The follow-up work in relation to the Fayyan Street fire, paper number 8/2012. I'd like to welcome Mr. Condworth, District Commander, and also from colleagues from the Fire Service Department to answer questions here. First, can I ask the officials to please give report? Mr. Condworth?
Just to give you the latest update, first of all, regarding the interim reports that have been submitted to the coroner, we sent a total of 7 reports so far, interim reports. The last two on the 13th of August and the 25th of September. As far as the other departments and other specialists giving reports to the investigation team of RCU Kowloon West, we have now received reports from all the specialists and also the departments. However, some subsequent further reports have been called for by the investigators to go back and clarify some issues, and therefore we've asked for supplementary reports and some final reports, particularly from the specialists. And so once those are in, then the finalised report can be submitted to the coroner. At this stage, of course, we cannot reveal anything from the investigation report without the approval of the coroner. So that's the latest update.
Mr. Choi, Fire Service Department. At this stage, we have nothing to report, really. Our report has been submitted to the police, and we have collected all the relevant information for submission together to the coroner's court. Thank you, FSD and police. Members, questions? As you know, at this stage, the report is out, but this report has to be followed on by the coroner's court. Mr. Wong and then Mr. James So. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I heard that 7 interim reports have been submitted. So my question is, could you tell us now what's in that 7 reports? Of course, I know exactly what the answer will be. But still, we don't have an answer. That's why I would like to keep this item on the agenda. And if I may just remind the department, it's almost a year now. I hope all the government departments will speed things up a bit, especially in terms of follow-up work. You must keep up with your effort, in particular in terms of fire safety issues and means and ways to prevent a recurrence of such a tragedy. So you must do your very best there. Mr. James Toh, 2 points, Mr. Chairman, or 1 point first. Under matters rising at the last meeting, it was reported that for some buildings near Fayyan Street, the director said there's no access to these buildings. The inspectors were denied access. So they couldn't gain access to some of the buildings. They said they would keep trying. So since the last meeting, is there any progress? And what about rectifying such a situation? What's been done? I also think this case has dragged on for too long. You know, for the Lemma Island tragedy, we're told that they could complete the investigation in 6 months. So for the Fayyan Street investigation, it's going to take longer than that tragedy. I would find it strange. Why is it taking so long, I wonder? Of course, you know you'll have to go to the coroner's court. But really, I hope the police would try to expedite things. You need to pick up pace. Now for fire safety work in the district, you must do a proper job there. As for the other issues, we know we have to wait for the coroner's court. The case is pending. It will be dealt with very soon. And we know that the reports could not yet be divulged here. We understand that. Any response, please? Mr. Choi? Thank you. If I could respond to Mr. James Toh's point. Last time, it was about the actually on the 23rd, on that morning, we managed to get into the buildings. the 23rd of August. On that morning, we managed to get in. We managed to get the keys. But there was some sort of a billboard abandoned there. But eventually, our colleagues inspected again and found that those items were removed. Subsequently, we did a few more inspections. We also distributed fire safety leaflets. Recently, in the South China Morning Post, there was a report too. There's been no obstruction since. For the rest of the follow-up work, we will have to leave it to the buildings department to deal with the illegal modifications. Last time, it said the actions were taken. Can any department respond to that? Well, for authorized alteration, I don't think the fire service department or the police can answer the question because there's been no progress since the last meeting. That's why I've only invited the police and the fire service department to come today to speak to us on this item under matters arising. Perhaps at the next meeting or in writing, because last time we did mention the tasks that are outstanding. They could have come today to answer the questions. Members, what do you think? Perhaps at the next meeting, again under matters arising, we could invite the buildings department to come and speak to us, especially about unauthorized alteration in Fire Street. Because if you talk about a whole of the Yao Chi Mong district, then it involves, it's a matter for the housing committee. But if it's just about Fire Street, I think we could handle it here. Any objection? If not, then at the next meeting under matters arising, we'll invite the buildings department to come and report to talk to us about unauthorized alteration. Please, any response, please?
Reiterate that the contents of the reports and the inter-report cannot be released without the agreement of the coroner. We appreciate the concern of councillors on the time it's taking to get the report or the finalised report to the coroner. And we've already, I've sent my request to the Regional Crime Unit, Callum West, to get them to expedite the finalisation of the report. It is at a final stage, but they have gone back to recheck and to ask again for more information, particularly from specialists. So this is why it's taking some time. But it is now at an advanced stage. So I hope, I keep saying this every meeting, but I hope the next meeting I'll have a better bit of information on actually the final submission of the report to the coroner.
Mr. Choi, do you wish to respond?
I want to respond to Mr. Wong's point about fire prevention. I attended the FEHD's district meeting on the stalls, and I understand that on the 11th of December, Mr. Hoi, Chairman of the Housing Committee, will carry out some publicity activities for the store operators, and publicity materials will also be distributed. All right. Any further questions from members? No? Then we'll move on to the next item.